here we are again. Wonderful. And as you just sink into your breath, you sink into the body. Just allow yourself to begin to feel our group energies together just a little bit. Mostly now the body and the energy and perceptual structures that go along with the body and your human aspect, your emotional body, your mental body. It's really starting to feel this, that when we come to this moment in our now time flow, my now time is the same as your now time right now when you are listening to this. When we come together in this now time flow, the body, the emotional body, the nervous system, it's all starting to realize and remember, yes, this is when I can start to power down a little bit. This is when I can start to relax a little bit more. It is both a period of time and it is a container within which these aspects of your being can rest, and they know that now. It is more effortless now. You find that the mind becomes more spacious. More still. It feels like it has been quite a while since we have connected in these realms, does it not? We have all been through perhaps what felt like a bit of a roller coaster in this last week, emotionally, which probably resonated then or evidenced itself physically as well. Exhaustion. Feeling agitated, perhaps. There's a range, you know what it is that you felt. However, we all had at least moments where we acknowledged how far we have come. There was a moment, or there were moments, even if you have to look at them now in hindsight, where you can see the shifts that you have made, that you have allowed in your being, perhaps the way you responded to something or did not respond. Perhaps it was around the pieces of information that you put into your body in the form of food or liquids. There was evidence of your shifting. Your expansion, your softening, your alignment, your awareness. Well done. Well done. And even though right now, perhaps today, when we tune in, the group energy feels little less like a brilliant, coherent, fifth dimensional power grid, and it feels perhaps a little more as though we were all in a boat that capsized and we've all just swum to shore and dragged ourselves up onto the beach. and are now lying on the beach. Perhaps it's a little more like that today. That's okay. That's okay. So you can just imagine we start there then. We begin there. Bring yourself up, pull yourself up off of the sand. Imagine that we come together and just sit in a circle. Just sit in a circle on the sand. That's all. That's all. Because right now, first, we probably have been in contact with a lot of other people, which represent information bundles, energy bundles, a lot of times density bundles, or sometimes even distortion patterns. And we have had to navigate our way through that. Our bodies have had to make sense of a lot of different pieces of information. So actually, let's just imagine that we sit in the circle, all of us, this Ascension Configuration Group. We are all here, but for now, we're going to just sink into our own presence, our own experience, our own body awareness. And we're going to breathe, and perhaps with this breathing, perhaps you are feeling like you want to expand your personal energy field out a little bit. Perhaps you have felt in this last week that you needed to pull that in a little bit. Maybe you contracted out of habit, perhaps. That's okay. Now is the time. You're with this resonant frequency group of beings. All of us coming together in love with the intention to create patterns for the good of all beings. Yes, and so it is we that you're sitting with now. So perhaps with the breath, it feels right to expand your field a little bit. Or perhaps it was that in the last week you had to expand your field to enfold more people, to hold space for more people, to navigate a larger group of people and more energy bundles, more information bundles, more distortion patterns. And you, in your role, felt that you needed to expand. That's okay. And so maybe now what you are needing to do in this circle, sitting quietly in this circle with the breath, is breathe your field in a little bit. Breathe the field in just a little bit and feel it becoming strong and clear and sovereign. A field of containment, perhaps, rather than a field of great expansion. We are, thankfully, perhaps, in a bit of a lull right now. Time perhaps to catch our breath just a little bit. To let some things settle, sink in. And so we sit, imagining that we are in this circle. And for now, we perceive that we are still individuated, allowing your experiences to really sink in. To sink into the body. Don't be afraid of this now. Remember, your frequency is higher now than it was a few months ago, a year ago, 1 month ago. And therefore, what is not a vibrational match to your new frequency or vibration? Frequency is more sustained. Vibration can rise and fall. So whatever is not a vibrational match to your higher frequency, or even if you flow up into a higher vibration, it will cause a purge, as we well know. But also, when you even settle back down to your baseline frequency, if that is higher, things that used to stick to you, on you, in you, they're not going to anymore. So you can allow your experiences to sink in a little bit. Your frequency will sort it out. Meaning that which is not a vibrational match, it will not remain in your field. You might encounter a different vibrational pattern that is not resonant with you. You may feel the effect of it, but it will not stick anymore. So imagine in our circle that we just allow our own light signature to reflect our baseline frequency now. Letting everything settle, everything shift, everything just fall into place just for now. Okay, you got it. Now we're going to start to emit that coherent frequency. You feel that now. Now we start to connect effortlessly. No effort, no shiny, happy overlay where we attempt to connect at a frequency bandwidth that we're not experiencing or naturally and organically radiating. So it's all right. So we sink into that. And now we're connecting on that level of authenticity, on that level of the pure, true, resonant frequency that we're all at right now. And our energies are naturally going to weave together. Just feel it, watch it, imagine it. Those of you who are clairaudient, you might hear sound. And that fabric, that container of our combined energies, all of us who have this greater soul contract, yes, to come to this planet to uplift, and now this other soul configuration that we have entered into, this group, Ascension Configuration Group, all of us in this group, we're sort of refining our soul mission to anchor ascension codes and frequencies to support one another, and then to anchor those frequencies in neon lights, shall we say, in the quantum field for any other soul to access. Oh. holding the highest frequencies possible and allowing the group energy and one another to assist us with that. Now, in addition to an experience or realization of how we have done well under pressure, evidence of our growth, our shift, our expansion, yes, all of us are aware right now of an area, possibly more than one area, something where we are being squeezed. And the squeeze is happening because we continue to hold on to something that is not a vibrational match anymore. And it certainly is not a vibrational match to where we're going. The states, the frequencies, the bandwidths that we are unfolding into. We're being squeezed. You might be feeling it in the body. Again, there's a lot going on in the body, in the regions of what we call the lower three chakra centers. As you know, the chakra system is shifting, it is changing to reflect our ascension path, our ascension momentum. And the chakras that originally existed to keep us anchored into the third dimensional bandwidth, which was where we needed to come to anchor, that's fine, it's fine. But as we say, we did not come here to live out yet another human life anchored inexorably to that third dimensional bandwidth. We came to transmute the third dimensional bandwidth, to alchemize the third dimensional bandwidth, to ascend out of, essentially, the third dimensional bandwidth. So it makes sense that our energy system is going to reflect that. And it makes sense that the physical body is going to be very discombobulated with this shift, this profound shift. Issues, perhaps, again, of the gut. The lower chakra regions. Your chakra system is shifting. It is reconfiguring so that we can more effortlessly, the body that we are taking with us this time, can more effortlessly plug into, anchor into the higher dimensional bandwidths. Where, as we have said before, the new root chakra is your heart chakra. And you will ground, as we say, in all directions in that fifth dimensional bandwidth. So there's a lot going on with the physical body. And if you can bring to mind a place where you're feeling squeezed, an emotional, habituated response pattern, perhaps something in the body, perhaps, that you're aware of. You can perhaps ask or inquire, feel into this. What would it need right now? Is it a burning in the gut? Is it an emotional block that sits in your upper chest or your throat? Play with this. Sweetheart, what would you need right now? Would you want water? Smooth and soft and flowing. No resistance. Would it want fire? The fire of alchemy. The fire of relentless, ruthless, penetrating inquiry. Not avoidance anymore. Look at it. Dismantle it. That is fire. Does it need fire? Does it need earth? Does it need stillness, presence, nurturing, depth, and the capacity to simply hold? Does it need air? Spaciousness, openness, holding it lightly, an expanded perception. Perhaps it needs space. Yes, pull back your perception all the way until you perceive an expanse of velvety black with stars. Does it need space? Because when you look really deeply, you will find that there is space between the points. What, when you look in a concentrated fashion, looks like a little bundle of cells or issues. When you pull back far enough to your most expanded aspect of self and the perception that that is capable of, you will see, there's so much space. And what is the blackness of space? It is the field of pure potential. Space is also that expanded perception of your highest aspects of being. And now when we check in again with that circle, we are standing on the beach now and we're holding hands. Not bad considering we started as being shipwrecked on the shore. Now we're holding hands and there's a radiant light pouring forth from all of us. And these hands joined represents our commitment to our mission, our commitment to one another, our commitment to the upliftment of all beings, including ourselves. The one whose hand you are holding now in this beautiful group. Feel the love. Feel the connection. We've got you. We've got your back. back. Trust them.